This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean Lee, how you doing today, Sean?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. We love catching up with you. And obviously, big, huge, earth-shaking news in the world of the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. It had been speculated for a week. And Witt finally announced his retirement yesterday. And I just... You know, right out the gate, want to get your immediate reaction to what that's like seeing a guy that's always been there with you as a Cowboy, and now he's not.
It's been a tough week for us, understanding how much he meant to us. And really, last week, you know, we had a feel that this might happen. And every time all of us pulled in the parking lot, we checked his parking spot at the front. Every time we kind of went to this team meeting on Monday, everybody was looking to their left to see Witt, because he's a guy we've looked up to. He's a guy who has provided guidance. He's been a mentor to us on the field, but also off the field. And he's really changed all of our lives. It's going to be tough not having him. We're going to have to rally.
So when you look around and you don't see Tony Romo, now you're not going to see Witten, you're not going to see Dez, and so many of the faces that have been here for so long are gone, does it make you reflect at all on any of it, or look forward, or think about your own situation? How does it make you feel?
Absolutely. It makes me feel old, to be honest. You know, and it gives me more of a sense of urgency to understand that this thing moves quick, and that my career is going by fast. It's fleeting. And more than anything, you only have so many chances to win a championship. And that, you know, have seen those guys leave and not winning a championship with those guys will be one of my biggest regrets for sure. And a lot of the teammates, we feel that about Witt. You know, that was bringing him a championship was huge for us. It's something, you know, that we thought about every day. And, you know, for me, I know, hey, there's only so much time. It's going to make me work harder.
You know, Sean, I'm not asking you to reveal how much you know or didn't know or whatever, but I'm asking you more as you're clearly a team leader and you've known Witt for a long time. As the word kind of got out that this is what he was contemplating, did you feel the need to reach out, or did you stay out of his way, or how did you approach that being in the position you're in?
Well, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, he's a guy that, you know, we're great friends and we're able to talk. And, you know, for him, all I know, it was an incredibly hard decision. And then I'm sure that he went back and forth on it. I'm sure he lost sleep over it, because I know how he loved to play. I mean, he jumps out of bed every day ready to be the greatest tight end, you know, that walks. He's a guy who jumps out of bed to influence us and play this game. So I know for him how hard it was. At the same point, he's going to be unbelievable what he's doing. He still has an impact on us, and he's going to be an ambassador for this game for a long time. So in that way, we're happy for him and support him very much.
Sean Lee on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You know, Jason said it's better to leave 3 hours too soon than a minute too late. I just wanted to tell you that don't listen to that, all right?
Hey.
You need to stay here.
I'm leaving late. You know, I'm fighting for the same.
Yeah, yeah, dude. I would like you at the end of your career to play in the CFL for 2 years. I want to get everything out of you that we possibly can, because it's a vastly different defense without you. Have you noticed that?
Well, I noticed that I've just been off the field too much. And that's what's been frustrating for me. You know, that's something I pride myself being on the field, trying to lead this defense, you know, not only, you know, Sundays, but through the week, at every practice, and really trying to be like Witt, the way Witt worked, the way he led. And that's been, it's been hard to take for me a lot of times being off the field. And, you know, I've almost had to really work on that, because I don't want to sabotage the great opportunities I have in front of me. I sabotage the opportunity to continue to play. But, yeah, for me, that's tough, and it's something I have to work on and continue to get better at.
Sean, you guys just used a first-round pick on a middle linebacker. He could probably move around a little bit. But I know that you talked to Leighton Van Der Esch before the Cowboys draft him. I believe he told us he spent at least 20 minutes with you in a meeting. I want to get your perception of him and what you like about him.
Well, first thing, personality-wise, you can tell he's a guy who loves football, who's a natural leader, who right off the bat is asking questions. He knows the game. So, you know, you can tell he has a sense of urgency to be a great, great linebacker. And then to see him, you know, being able to watch a little bit of tape of him, there's not a lot of 6'5", 250-pound linebackers who move like they're 230 long, who have instincts in space, who can make plays. So, to me, just knowing him shortly, in passing, really, you can tell he's a complete package. So I can't wait to get him in and to work with him. You know, it's a guy that you want to help, but you realize he's probably not going to need too much help.
So, you know, you've been around for a while, as we've talked about, and you've seen a lot of players come and go. One of the things we always talk about in pro sports and all the different sports is trying to project which young guys are going to hang a mission accomplished banner as soon as they get paid, and which ones are going to keep a chip on their shoulder, remain competitive, and chase loftier goals. Have you figured out a way to determine that up front? Can you talk to a guy in an hour and size him up?
Oh, you know pretty much within the first week with how they work.
Hmm.
If a guy comes in with a sense of urgency every day to work, not only like in the weight room and on the field, but in the classroom, you'll know pretty quick. You know, and that's a great thing Coach Garrett's done, and you know, the Jones family and the whole organization. They brought a lot of like-minded guys who love football. And if you love football, you're not playing for the money. You're playing because you love the game, you love your teammates, and you want to win the championship. But yes, you can tell pretty quickly. And a lot of times with our team, if you're not the type of guy, we're gonna try to hold you to it and force you to become that type of guy.
Is that I guess I want to get your opinion then on Dak when he first got here. Because when he first got here, it's a weird situation. I mean, we went out to camp that year, Sean, and I wasn't even sure if he was ahead of Jameel Showers on the depth chart. And then obviously a bunch of dominoes fall, and you guys have that incredible season, and he's become a team leader. I'm assuming what did you see with him early on, even before he got his opportunities, if you did see those sorts of things?
Well, I was shocked how good he was right off the bat. You know, because Tony would take, I think, every third day off, right? He would in camp. And so Dak, we knew that one day was going to be the quarterback in camp. So anytime you have a rookie quarterback in camp, the defense is like, hey, we're about to get some interceptions today. This guy's going to be staring down routes. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's not going to have any poise. So at the end of practice, we have this two-minute drill. And so Dak, he comes out and he starts leading the offense down the field, really poised, making every pass, everything on point. All of his reads are on point. And finally gets to the point, it's like a third and four. And I look at the formation and I'm like, okay, I'm going to break out the Dez. I think they're working the Dez here. So I end up working out that way. They are working Dez. He runs a slant. Dak sees me, puts it on his back shoulder. I can't get to the ball. And they're able to get that first down and score. You know, for a rookie to do that in his first camp, I said, man, this guy is an incredible player already with how he throws it and his poise. I mean, you saw it instantly. And then the leadership after that followed, how he handled every situation.
Yeah, the leadership's incredible. He's obviously a student of it, has a master's degree in leadership, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, the loss of Jason Witten is gonna be a void, I would think, in terms of leadership. There's lots of other candidates to pick up. What do you think it really takes to be a leader in that locker room?
Sure. You have to lead by example every day. That's the one thing with Jason and DK. I mean, how he worked day in and day out is incredible. The pace he worked out in practice during a walkthrough. I mean, there wasn't a day he missed, and that's why, you know, not seeing his car there and not seeing him in the meetings was hard for us. The next step is to be vocal, is to step up in situations and be able to stand up, you know, for what you believe in and let guys know that, hey, we have a standard and we're going to live up to this and I'm going to tell you about it every day until you do. I think we have a lot of guys who do that. I think Dak does that. I think I do that, the O-line. I think we have a lot of position groups who hold each other accountable. So I know it's going to be hard with him gone, but we have a lot of guys who are disciples of Witt who are going to act like him and try to, you know, put that leadership out there for him.
Sean, there's been a lot of, by the way, this is Sean Lee of the Dallas Cowboys joining us on the Ben and Skin Show. There's been a ton of media buzz about the All or Nothing 8-part series that's on Amazon. I'm curious how much attention you're paying to that. Have you watched it? Are you going to watch it? Give us your thoughts on that.
You know, I haven't watched it yet, but I probably should watch it. And I hear it's great. But the thing is, we didn't know what it was about. You know, we didn't know what the cameras were. We heard it was a documentary, you know, for Mr. Jones. So, but it was NFL Films that did it, and they did an unbelievable job, apparently. But I heard it gives a great look. I've not watched it, but I heard it gives a great look of us, the work we put in, and how tough a season can be and how many factors kind of go into a season.
You know, if you see a cameraman standing there and somebody holding a mic and, like, I don't know.
No, Dad, I got suspicious. Believe me, halfway through the year, I'm like, wait. I think they're lying to us.
It's like, if you see it.
Why do they need this for that documentary?
If they see it, if you see a cameraman standing there with a crew, that's one thing, but they screwed in stationary cameras all over the place.
They did. And so you forget about it, too. And to me, I thought they were security cameras. I'm like, I guess those are security cameras, but they're not recording. And then when it came out, I think everybody was like, wait a minute, what did I say? Trying to remember certain situations. I think there was a little bit of panic the first week. But then you realize who filmed it, what they've done, the history of NFL films, and how great they are really, you know, portraying things. And I think that helped out.
Sean, how has your offseason gone away from football? Because we very rarely talk about non-football stuff with you, but I've seen you at a few shows before. I think you have good music taste because you like the same music I do. So that obviously, oh yeah, he's got great music taste. I want to know what Sean Lee's been doing that's not football related in the offseason.
So I've been going to a couple concerts. I saw you right at the LCD Sound System concert.
Yep.
I just went to Jack White at the Bomb Factory the other day when he was in town for the weekend. And then I'm going to spend some time on the coast, spend some time in California at the beach. So my wife and I will get out there for a little bit. And then just got a new puppy. We got a new puppy who has been a pain to try to train last week.
Right.
So that's been fun being able to, you know, try to go through that process again.
What is beach Sean Lee like? Are you surfing? Are you just like pouring copper tone all over your Sean Lee shoulders? Are you drinking it?
Can I guess? Can I take a guess? Wait. I want to take a guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I take a guess, Sean?
Go ahead.
On the beach, here's Sean Lee. He's lifting weights and coaching shorts, and he's got monitors set up, and he's watching film.
The shorts are high. They might as well be coaching shorts. And no matter how much sun I get, I'm pale. I mean, there's no way to get tan from me. It's terribly pale. You know, but it is hard to get away. It's nice for me after the season to get there because it's, you know, you get your mind away from football, and particularly in season, that's all you think about. And so as soon as the season ends, it's nice to kind of get away and relax and sit on the beach. But I can only do it for so long. I can only sit still for so long. I love getting back with the guys.
Well, you know, it also kind of brings up the question. I feel like I know the answer to this, but I know you're so into the moment. But we hear so much about you and how you teach other players. Are you, when you do get to that Jason Witten moment, are you instantly a coach? Is that what you think your future is after football?
I will have a hard time leaving the game. And I will want to be around in some way. And I think with reference, being around is something that was big for him. And I think I've done that. That'll be something that I'll have to look at because I don't know if I'll be able to get away from this camp too long because I love it so much because I put so much time into it. And really the bonds that you build within it, it's so hard to find that, I think, in other things, to have all these guys that you love, that you care about, and you're working towards a common goal.
During Jason's speech, whether it was Witten or Garrett or Jerry, were your allergies acting up at all?
They were acting up. They were bad. I was like avoiding the camera at all costs. I think we all were a little bit emotional, trying to avoid crying because of what he's meant. Especially when he started crying, that's when I became pretty vulnerable. You know, Mr. Jones cries a lot, so you know, we've gotten used to it. But you know, Jason, that was tough. He's not emotional all the time like that.
I was, you know, it's very rare for the guy that you see as the stoic warrior to be crying from the jump. Like, that's what kind of grabbed me. I was like, wow, it didn't take long at all for this to start happening.
No doubt. I mean, he came right at the start, and then they all were crying, which made it tough on me. You know, I was – because all three of them are so passionate about football, and he represents everything that's great about football. And I think that's why you saw so much emotion from all three of them right off the bat. And this was such a hard decision for Jason, and I think that's why it was tough for him.
You know, we can't tell you how much this means to us. You know, Skin and I were laughing about this, and we've given you grief about this too. I think we've had your phone number for a decade, and maybe we've gotten one text from you. And you said, I'm not a big texter.
You can't send those late night texts. You
know? Well, I say that to say, you know, you're always very nice to us. You've been great to our show. But I think this speaks volumes about how much you wanted to speak about Jason Witten. You're on vacation. You're out of town. You don't really have time for this right now, and you made time to talk about your teammate, and you did it with us, and we're grateful.
Well, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate what you do. You know, listen to you guys. You're the best at what you do, so appreciate you very much. I'll make sure I hit you back more now.
Awesome, Sean. Have a great vacation, man, and we'll see you next time we see you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Great talking to you guys.
There he goes, Sean Lee. Man, he's we got new Mohicans, but he's the last of the Mohicans.
Yeah.
You know, he really did. I forgot. He's the same draft as Dez, right?
Wow.
Didn't they come in together?
Dude, we
Do I have
to.
That right?
That was the second round pick, I think.
Yeah, I think it was Dez and Sean Lee in the same year, dude.
We need him to sprinkle Sean Lee dust all over Leighton Vander Esch.
Absolutely. That was kind of the moment that I kind of got excited about Leighton was when I found out, oh, yeah, Sean Lee signed off on this guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.